Hello, everybody, and welcome to this podcast. I, Julie Thies, I'm gonna be your host, and today I have a guest with me.
Hello, my name is Natasha, and I have been playing Pokemon since my childhood. It's nice to be here.
I also have been playing Pokemon since my childhood. I started with the Diamond and Pearl games, and have played every mainline game since. What about
same
you?
Same here.
So we have a bit of the same amount of deep knowledge about Pokemon. And we hope that we could show you a bit of the differences between the older and the new games. So let's just start with the sprite designs and the 2D models. As a Pokemon fan might have noticed, the older games had sprites, and the new ones had 3D models. So, Natasha, which ones do you prefer?
I think I definitely prefer the 2D sprites, because in my opinion, and I've seen a lot of people talk about this before, but the 3D models, they just seem very lifeless and stiff. And the 2D sprites, they had more of a personality overall, so that was more interesting to look at.
Especially the sprites in Generation 5 had animations, idle animations, and this emitted so much charm, and they told you so much about the Pokemon's personality, and they were very, very nice to look at. In comparison with the idle animations of the 3D models, they are very, very basic, lifeless. They are just standing there most of the time.
Occasionally, some Pokemon have another idle animation that's playing from time to time, but it's only a very limited amount of Pokemon that has that. And you also need to wait a lot for it to happen, so... Ugh.
Yes, it's very short. Like, you literally have to, instead of picking your move, you have to wait a bit. Yeah, let's see. There it is, the Pokemon. Wow, it's warming now. Cool. And then you go back to idle pose. Ah, yeah. Solgaleo standing there, looking chill.
Yeah.
Incredibly good boss battle. But yeah, there are actually two Pokemon where I strongly believe that their 3D model is vastly inferior to their 2D sprites, and I know that you disagree with me, so...
At least with one of them, I know exactly which one you mean.
Yes, it's gonna be Electros, that electric eel from Generation 5.
Yeah, its 3D model is wiggling and like flowing a bit like a fish. And in my opinion, that makes it a bit more dynamic. But you think the 2D sprite looks a lot cooler, right?
Yes, I think that the 3D model looks so weak. It looks like I could just use tackle and it would fall over. Meanwhile, the 2D sprites, that looks like a strong final evolution. It has so much power and it's solid, and yeah, 3D model, it's like a floppy fish.
I agree with that. The 2D sprites looks a lot more buff in that way. But yeah, I just like how fluid it looks in the 3D one, so different opinions there.
Yes, and there's another one called Archaeops. That's, again, a Pokemon from Generation 5. A fossil Pokemon, the one that's flying.
I actually have to look that one up because I don't know what the 2D sprite looked like anymore.
So, yes, if you look it up, you might notice that the 2D sprite animation is very different from the 3D one in the sense of that their personality is different.
One sec, I almost have it. But talking about personality, oh yes, I see it now. You're definitely right. Oh my god, yes, the 3D one looks way
it's
too
a bit
derpy.
Goofy. Yes, yes. Goofy and derpy, and it's flapping its wings around, its body is going crazy. Meanwhile, the 2D one is really focused, ready, its expression is more angry. Its wings are steady. So yeah, that's a personality shift for Pokemon when going into the 3D area.
I think a lot of the Pokemon are really losing their personality in the 3D area. For example, Jolteon, like in the 3D ones, it always looks like it's running around or jumping or something like that because it's an energized Pokemon. And in the 3D one, it's just standing there.
Oh,
like all the evolutions.
You said 3D two times. You meant in the 2D one, it's very fast.
Excuse me. Yes, the 2D ones has the personality where it runs and jumps and stuff. In the 3D, it's just standing there. There's no difference to any of the other Pokemon. It's just basic poses.
Yes, basic poses. A lot of times, a muted color scheme.
Oh yeah, the colors faded. Charizard in X and Y has been so pale. My God.
Yes, it's a bit sad.
Looks very drained.
Again, less charm. But anyways, enough about the sprites and the 3D models. I think we talked about them enough. We can go right to the design of the woods and the places in the Pokemon world.
Yes. What's your favorite place in the Pokemon?
My favorite place in... Like, do I have to choose from every single game now?
Maybe.
That's quite difficult, but I have to say I'm very, very attached to all the places in Diamond and Pearl.
Me too.
Actually, I prefer the woods and places in the older games over the new ones because there's something that I've noticed, especially in Gala, in the Sword and Shield games. Now, did you also notice there are only two caves or mines? And it was
three caves. I think it's three.
Three caves?
I think it's three Gala mines, yeah. Well, it's definitely two. But that's all of the caves that I...
You might have noticed.
They don't really stick out a lot. You just walk through them once and that's it.
Exactly. They are extremely linear. There's only one way. It's very short.
Yeah, they are...
They might look nice. I know they have some gems and crystals, but exploration-wise, there's nothing there. You never get lost. It's just a straight route. Meanwhile,
in the older Pokemon games.
Oh, do you remember that one place in Diamond and Pearl? The first time you get a bike, you have to bike over that huge bridge there, and under the bridge there's a hidden cave.
Yes, I remember that.
And there are hidden pathways that I actually never found on my first playthrough. Like, years later, I saw a Let's Play and I was like, what is this place? Yeah, and then I went in and I got lost. Also, the victory roads. The victory roads are the final part of the game before you face the champion.
The yes.
So it's supposed to challenge the player. It's supposed to be the most difficult part they'll take.
With very and strong trainers.
Yeah, very strong trainers. Very confusing layout to really get you lost. make sure that you run into a lot of Pokemon so that your team is gonna die as soon as possible.
Also, all the trainers are way too strong. They're like, holy shit.
Exactly.
Oh, and but thinking about it, I don't think Gala has any victory road.
Yes, it only has the ice road,
yeah,
which is there are no obstacles there.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
You don't even have to battle all the trainers, I think. I'm not exactly sure, but I feel like you can just walk past some of them.
It's been a bit of a time since I played it, but I remember in Generation 7, was it Alola?
Alola, yeah.
There was a victory road, but that was also just a straight road, which curved a bit around, left to the right. But yeah, you don't get lost anymore in the modern Pokemon games.
That's
a shame.
However, like, talking about Alola, I think some of the routes are way too long and annoying to walk to. Because you can't take shortcuts or anything, but it's not interesting enough to really enjoy the places. I don't know.
Normally, you can also find TMs on the woods and items.
Mm-hmm.
But since black and white, you have TMs, which you only have to pick up once, and then you can reuse them endlessly.
Or maybe we should explain what TMs are. Like, TMs are technical machines that allow you to teach your Pokemon a certain attack.
Exactly.
Just for the viewers.
Yes, just for the viewers. So, yeah, in the first to fourth generation, if you wanted to teach your Pokemon a new move that it couldn't learn normally by leveling up, you had to use these TMs. And they were hard to find, very, very pricey in the shops.
They still are kind of pricey.
yeah, they are. But now you only have to pay for them once.
Mm.
In Gala, you know, now you have the TMs and another kind of TM, which works like the old ones. So you use it once and it's gone. It's not
yep.
like the new ones where you use it and you still have it.
Oh, but there's also, I'm not sure if it's called VM in English too or not. But the ones that teach you surf
ah,
and
yes.
stuff like that, that you can
yes.
use in the overworld to reach certain places. Like you have to cut trees sometimes and stuff like that. I don't think the newer games have that either.
No.
No, you
no.
just have the bike and with that you can do everything.
Yes, in the older games you had these moves which let you interact with the overworld and you could reuse these ones. So they were endlessly because you could get stuck otherwise and that's... Yeah, we don't want to softlock our players. That's probably what the Pokemon company thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Alola, you had these white Pokemon. So if you progressed in the story, you could summon a Charizard to fly you somewhere. Or a, how is it called? Tauros.
Yeah.
Yeah, to run around very fast.
Mm-hmm. And also to destroy some blocks and obstacles
yeah.
in your way. Every rideable Pokemon could do something else.
With Lapras, you could swim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the older games, you could swim with all your Pokemon who could...
learn surf.
Yeah. We are like mostly water Pokemon.
I'm looking at Zigzagoon right there.
yes, the one Pokemon that can do everything.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these TMs have quite an impact on gameplay and your team composition. Because you really needed to have at least one Pokemon who could learn these special moves or else you couldn't travel through the world.
Exactly.
Yeah, or you had to spread it throughout your team. So, my Garchomp, I'm gonna teach him Cut. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
Oh, but Cut is such a weak attack.
Exactly. Like, it prevented you to be overpowered. But only slightly, especially mm-hmm. since you could maybe let your Pokemon forget these weaker moves and just teach them new ones. And then you go into that very, very difficult champion battle. So now that we talked a bit about TMs, we can also reach into the topic of puzzles. Natasha, you wanted to say something very specific about them.
Exactly. In the newer games, you barely have anything to do to reach certain areas. However, in the old versions, you sometimes had to solve puzzles. For example, in the caves, you had to reassemble some stones, or you had to... I don't know, you just had to do certain things sometimes. I remember in... in Heart Gold and Soul Silver, for example, there was the ice cave, where you had to do, like, there was a certain type of ground. Like, usually you just walk normally, but there was ice on the ground, and you, like, it only made you go straight into one direction.
Ah, yes.
And
you had to slide across the ground, and you had to find the right way.
Exactly. And while you had to do that, you also had to reassemble stones in a certain way so that you would crush into them and be able to move into another direction then. And even though it was very simple puzzles, you at least had to use your brain a bit to solve them.
Yes.
It wasn't as linear as the new games, and that's something I'm sadly really missing. Like the
yes,
challenge,
right.
Let's call it that.
we are really seeing a trend here. Yeah, the newer games, they are less difficult. more linear, less exploration, less getting lost, less using your brain.
Very easy. On the topic of easiness, I know this wasn't planned, but the leveling system is so bad in the new games because you have a certain type of item that lets you share EXP throughout the
Ah
entire
yes,
team, and
the XP
you
sharer.
can't even turn it off in the new game. So even if you have something super weak in your team, it will level up extremely fast without you even
Yes.
having to use it. And in the older games, you just had a bit more of an attachment to your Pokemon because you actually had to train them, which was the point of Pokemon.
Yes, you had to train them individually.
Yeah.
But I also have to say that if the XP sharer can be turned off and turned on again whenever you want, then I love it. Because I am someone who does not like to grind.
Oh.
So it's really a time saver.
Ah, I love
But please, in the important battles, there I don't want to have it on.
Yeah. I'm someone who really likes to grind and explore the woods first before advancing with the story. So sadly in the newer games I was entirely overleveled almost the entire time. So it was rather boring to fight.
Yes, very unbalanced. It's quite funny. You would think that because the XP share is always on, they would design the game around that and adjust the levels accordingly, but no, you are just always over leveled and the trainers are much weaker than you.
Except suddenly the champion. That one had a spike in difficulty for some reason.
Yes,
In Gala.
That was surprising. Like, it's like they knew they would be over leveled. So just waste the champion's level, but no one else's. Bit of a weird design choice.
I mean, I can kind of see why, because the champion is supposed to be the strongest one. So they probably assumed that we would lose to the champion at least once. And that would, I don't know, that would make it more impactful if we finally won. Oh! Talking about winning against champions, in Generation 4, do you remember Cynthia?
Yes, I remember her.
The nightmare of every Pokemon player.
Now, wait just a minute. I had a very special strategy. I had my two Pokemon, the one who flew me everywhere, level 30, and my starter Pokemon, Empoleon, level 70. Yes, I overleveled him. And I just spammed Hydro Pump against Cynthia's Milotic. So it was Hydro Pump against Hydro Pump.
Oh.
And yep, it was just a battle against time and running out of full potions, hyper potions. Yeah, very stressful.
Yeah.
We might have to cut this part.
Probably, I don't know.
So, to conclude, we have seen a bit about sprites and 3D models, the woods, the places, the caves, the puzzles, the items, actually just TMs and VMs and the other ones where I don't know the name anymore. And we have come to the conclusion that the old and new games have quite a few differences, which some people like, which some people don't like, especially the XP share.
Yes.
So it's really, really depends a bit on the player, what they prefer. But there are some points where most people would agree that Pokemon could do a few design changes, like balance some things, make it just a little more challenging.
Yeah, especially the older and more experienced players would be so happy about that.
Yes, like us. So, dear listeners, I want to thank you for staying with us all this time. And thank you, Natasha, for being my guest today.
No problem. Thank you for inviting me. It was fun.
Yes, it was very fun to talk with you again deeply about Pokemon. And with that, goodbye.
Goodbye. Hope you have a nice day. And thanks for listening.